Hi, this is Nelson for VideoGamesInTheBible.com. I want to start the audio broadcast where the site first started, with Skyrim's dragon shouts, so let's go to Revelation 12:9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now this is only one of the places the devil is identified as a dragon. Another place is Revelation 22. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And every time you look up dragon in the Bible, it doesn't mean anything good. Example is a judgment God pronounces in Jeremiah 9:11. And I'll make Jerusalem heaps and a den of dragons, and I'll make the cities of Judah desolate without an inhabitant. With the Bible portraying dragons as evil, every time they're listed, I just find it interesting how much focus there is on dragons in Skyrim. These are just a couple of examples. The player character is a dragonborn, a person with the soul and blood of a dragon in the body of a human. The cover has an image of a dragon. The game has a dragon language, a dragon alphabet. And the collector's edition of Skyrim had a giant statue of, you guessed it, a dragon. Now I'm turning to Revelation 12:16. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Notice the word cast in this verse. Didn't say pour, didn't say spewed. It said cast, just like casting a spell. Now, this has a very close connection to the dragon shouts in Skyrim. Now, dragon shouts have you speak words of power to affect the game world in various ways. Kinect support was recently added so that you could speak the words in real life for these changes to take place. There's a dragon shout in Skyrim called Frost Breath, which covers your enemies with ice. Now, what is ice? Frozen water, right? Since ice is water, users are playing the part of the devil, doing the exact same thing he's doing, casting out of his mouth water as a flood. And they aren't only, but that's not the only thing they're doing, they're also doing the work of the flesh known in Galatians 5:20 as emulations. Perhaps the most disturbing part of all this is that the dragon language that you find in the game, it lines up exactly with Revelation 13:11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. This beast was called the Frost Prophet, and this is what ultimately happened to him. You see what happened in Revelation 19:20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And that's it. So thank you for listening, and God bless you until next time. Goodbye.